brought it here.
Okay. And if you go outdoors in the winter without your coat, somebody might run after you and bring it to you, and he'd say, here, I have, what, do your coat?
I have brought you your coat.
Okay. You might say, that suit won't fit me this year, but last year it...
fit me.
Okay. If you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them stick out or...
bulge.
Okay. You might say, this shirt isn't sanitized. I hope it won't...
shrink.
Okay. The one I washed yesterday...
shrank.
And lately it seems like every one I've washed has...
shrunk.
Okay. If a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she really does like to...
dress up.
Okay. Would you use another expression if it were a man?
No.
Okay. Something that you'd carry your money in would be a...
coin purse.
Okay. Would you describe a coin purse for me?
It's not like a wallet, which is, has a place to flatten bills and probably to put your credit cards and something. A coin purse probably is just like a little pouch with a catch on it.
About, what, 3 inches across or something?
Yeah. Yeah. A little larger maybe. But.
Okay, okay. And you might carry a coin purse in something bigger, which you just call a...
purse.
Okay. And what do you call that thing on your wrist?
A bracelet.
Okay. And suppose that you had, what do you call the thing around your neck?
A necklace.
Okay. Or you might call it, what is each little thing called? Each one of those things would be?
A bead.
Okay, so you'd say a what of beads?
A string of beads.
Okay. What do men use to hold up their trousers?
Suspenders.
Okay, have you ever heard any other word used for it?
For suspenders?
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay. What do you hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella.
Okay. And what's the last thing that you put on the bed when you make it up? The fancy?
The bedspread.
Okay. Would you call it anything else?
Oh, you could call it a coverlet, I guess.
Okay. Is that, what do you, what, coverlet, is that old-fashioned or what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
pillow.
And usually to match the sheets, there's a thing that goes over the pillow that you'd call a...
pillowcase.
Okay. And... have you seen anything that's like a pillow at the head of the bed that's about twice as long as a pillow? They're usually round, I think. Long.
Yes, but I forget what you call it.
Okay. Okay, suppose you had something like that, and you might say it didn't go just part way across the bed, it went...
all the way across the bed.
Okay. What would you call a bed cover that's old-fashioned and hand-pieced out of scraps of old leftover clothes?
A quilt.
Okay. What if it was big and fat and fluffy?
A feather quilt.
Okay. Okay. What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children might especially like to sleep on?
A pallet.
Okay, if you live on a farm, and if your farm is any size at all, you probably have 2 or 3 different kinds of land, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, what would you call flat, low land that's along a stream? Like, it usually gets overflowed in the spring, and then you plow it later. Would you have a name for that kind of land?
Bottom land.
Okay. You might say, we expect a big yield from that field this year because the soil is very rich or very... another word for rich. Okay.
Fecund.
Yeah, it's that sort of word.
Fertile.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with me. Oh. I don't even think of first.